Legislators today revived what once was a regular step in preparing for upcoming legislative sessions. The House Judiciary Committee discussed recent court cases that might require action during the session. Anchorage Democrat Max Gruenberg said the annual meetings were routine when he was first elected to the House in the 1980s.
This is the first meeting in 10 years of this committee dealing with this report. And so what we're doing today is setting the precedent, I hope, the way the House Judiciary Committee and maybe the Senate Judiciary Committee, too, will look at these reports.
The committee considered eight cases chosen by legislative attorneys and the Department of Law. Of those, only two were referred for further consideration next year. The Labor and Commerce Committee will look at statutory changes to address a court decision on who is liable for workers' compensation claims. Legislative Attorney Dennis Bailey said in its decision, the court pointed out potential consequences the legislature did not expect when the law was written.
If a subcontractor doesn't provide workers' comp coverage, then the contractor's liable. And if the contractor doesn't provide coverage, the project owner is liable.
Bailey said the court pointed to a property owner hiring a snowplow contractor who doesn't insure his subcontractors for injuries. The property or homeowner could be held responsible for a worker's claims. The Health and Social Services Committee will take up a frequent problem for lawmakers, certificates of need. They are now required to prevent unnecessary competition among medical services and were the subject of a recent court case. Anchorage Republican Bob Lynn said he wants to eliminate certificates of need altogether.
The whole thing's rather confusing. Your language can be. Can anybody explain to me if a certificate of need is actually a more politically correct way of saying certificate of monopoly?
Among other cases the committee discussed but didn't act on were those involving distribution of pornography, ballot initiatives under the election laws, and predator control.